Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Excuse me, says Job. Do you think I've overstated my case? Have I no reason to be upset? Sorry if, quote, my words have been rash, Job 6:3, but I still have, quote, the arrows of the Almighty within me, verse 4, and they're poison arrows too. If you tried to weigh, quote, my grief and my calamity, verse 2, they would greatly overload the scales. I don't know about you, but my wit, what little I might have, seems to fire on all cylinders when I'm upset. And Job, though in such distress, drives home his point, taking two examples from the barnyard and two from the kitchen. Quote, does the wild donkey bray when it has grass? Or does the ox low over its fodder? Can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Verses 5 and 6. Men, like animals, don't complain when they're looked after. And when life has lost its zest, like bland food, it's hard to stomach. Job then expressed how he wished God would respond, verses 8 to 13, and how he wished his friends would respond, verses 14 to 30. Like a wounded animal, he asks, quote, that it would please God to crush me, verse 9, and finish the job. But sometimes the best thing God does is refuse to answer such prayers. Job would certainly think so by the end of the story. And yet, unlike some who abandon God in the dark, he's still ready to hear the Lord. Quote, I have not concealed the words of the Holy One, verse 10. And what of his friends? Could he not expect a little understanding, even if his faith falters? Verse 14. Imagine friends being like a cold, dark brook in winter, but dry in the torrid summer. I don't want handouts, he says, verses 19 to 23. And I don't need arguments, verses 24 to 30. Rather, quote, to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend. Verse 14. Something to think about.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.